Zuma Radio, Toronto's Bare Naked Ladies, and Billy Joel's Uptown Girl. If you remember, the video for that song featured supermodel Christie Brinkley. Billy and Christie were married on this day, March 23rd, 1985, and divorced 10 years later. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sammy H here. So happy to welcome Canada's most fit couple to the Morning Zoom. Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod truly are fitness legends, encouraging us to keep fit and have fun for decades with their famous body break vignettes. Hal, you've been on our show a couple of times now, but this is Joanne's first time, so happy to finally meet you.
The same.
You're beautiful. You look exactly like the girl on TV from all those years ago. You're just fantastic.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, so I know you've got a big event coming up in Toronto, and we're going to talk about that shortly. First, though, I want to know about you two. I would watch a body break, and I would learn stuff, you know, about fitness, which is good, but also secretly wonder, are they married? Are they dating? Are they boyfriend and girlfriend? What's the deal? What's their relationship? And I think other people wanted to know too. And it was never part of those fitness minutes, Joanne.
Well, it was interesting. We were dating before we started Body Break.
Why didn't you tell us?
Well, you know what? But I know halfway through, or about 5 years, 6 years into it, we did kind of address it in one of our body breaks. But what we did was we were water skiing. Hal's in the water. I'm in the boat. And I say to Hal, people wonder whether or not we're married.
Yes.
Well, the boat guns it, and you never hear the response.
Okay. So
we never tried to hide it. It was just something that we never really... We couldn't figure out why people were curious.
Well, also, it also happened that... and I did this in a YouTube video that I put out a couple of years ago about racism and things that we faced.
Yeah.
Is that they didn't want, TSN told me that they didn't want me to be the host because I'm black. We could have somebody else in there because Joanne's white. So it was always in the back of our mind that, and they said the Canadian public wouldn't accept us.
Wow. How many years ago was that?
That was 35 years ago.
Wow.
And so it was in the back of our mind that, okay, we never touched, like we never.
No,
like,
I know.
Hands,
I watched. I was waiting for it. Yeah, right. I was waiting for the signal. There was none.
So there was that in the back of our mind that, and then it was just so kind of rewarding to see over the years how Canadians have coast to coast have accepted us. And, you know, we're Hal and Joe. Like, we're part of the family.
Totally,
it's great.
Totally, it's Hal great. And Joe. Okay, so you and Joe have been named honorary lead riders for Madame Home's Bike for Brain Health. Talk to us about the important connection between our physical fitness and our brain health.
Yeah, it's really so vital. I mean, you know, Baycrest really does research, and the research is that, you know, 150 hours of exercise helps your brain, helps everything you do. So physical activity not only helps literally your body, but your mind as well. And so we're such a supporter. It's such a great fit for our brand, Body Break, and us personally, because this is something we love to do.
I think also when you think of the 600,000 Canadians are directly or indirectly affected by dementia, and there's no cure, that it's vital that we, you know, the population is aging, that we have to put money into this research and education and care so that our next generations aren't as affected as the ones that are coming up. And there are things that we can do by having this support through the ride.
Mm-hmm.
It only... you know, gives us an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Joanne McLeod, and we're talking to Hal Johnson, to the husband and wife team, in case you didn't know. Hosts of Body Break for years and years and years. And I think, too, maybe the ride becomes personal because I'm not getting any younger and no one's getting any younger. So all of a sudden, these issues that seem to be so far down the road are right in front of us now.
For sure. I'm turning 65 this year and I'm looking at my next quarter of life. And it's kind of like, okay, what's ahead? What can I do now to set myself up to living a healthy, active, productive, independent lifestyle for as long as I can. And also, there are a lot of people who are looking after their parents.
Yes. And Hal, I just want to throw this at you for a second, because I'm sure that there is a personal story around dementia or Alzheimer's, or you know people who are caring for people who are living with Alzheimer's or dementia. But if I can just say, Bruce Willis's story, which has been top of mind in recent weeks and months, you know, Bruce Willis, by my standards anyway, is still a young guy. And to be in his 60s and having, you know, living with dementia and a young family and everyone sort of rallying around him, the conversation has become more prevalent in recent days.
Absolutely. And I think I know for myself, my parents are 91 and 89. And, yeah, you know, if they say, oh, gee, I forgot, what was that person's name? And then there's this panic that you get over you. Are they losing it? Are they slipping, as mm-hmm. we would say with my grandmother? And mm-hmm. that's why the ride is so important. And we want everybody to come out, and it's and to do it. It's a 25K, 50K, or 75K. And the really important thing is you can go for a ride, but you can't go for a ride on the Don Valley Parkway or the Gardiner
yeah.
Expressway. And
well,
that's
what
you can.
You can try. You can, that would be scary. Yeah. You'll do that once.
Once. That's right. It won't be a lot of fun. Where this yeah. is, you know, where fun is really the key to it. And there's also a 75K competitive ride yeah. where it's timed. So, you know, we want families to come out. It's going to be a party. It's going to be take pictures with us. We're going to have a lot of fun. So come out and ride with us.
We're talking about it early. And before we say goodbye, because the time just flies, and I'm so glad you two came in for a visit. We're talking about it early. The ride's not till June, but you want people to be aware and to be thinking about it now. Why?
Well, one thing is, if you register early, you set yourself a goal, and you're targeting the kickstart of your summer. So yeah. the journey from now till June 4th is going to be fun. You get out, you make sure that you're ready for June 4th so you can enjoy it a little bit mm-hmm. more.
And what would you like everybody to go to bikeforbrainhealth.ca, and if they could go there, register right away, and we'll see you on June 4th.
Yes, Hal Johnson, Joanne McLeod, the dynamic duo and fitness legends behind the iconic body break vignettes. Great to finally meet you, Joe. You're welcome back.
Same.
You've got two more visits before we get Hal back.
Oh, okay,
so you're even. That's how we like to roll here. The Bike for Brain Health is Sunday, June the 4th. For details and to sign up, as Hal said, go to bikeforbrainhealth.ca. Thank you, both of you.
Well, thank you.